Well, hello there. I learned something new about sand tiger sharks recently. They have the lowest reproduction rate of any species of shark. And there's a real morbid reason for this. The firstborn baby in each uterus, these sharks have two, devours all the other fertilized eggs and embryos, an act known as uterine cannibalism. I live in a crazy world. This is Dr. Genetics. Legacy for Blue Meadow, instilling the power of Lord Albert Shaw, and hopefully putting the right men and women in charge, while Lord Albert Shaw gallivants the countryside, trying to understand why the zombie infestation happened. Also, Mark Ezio Tori kills a man, takes his identity, just becomes a horrible human being. Continue with the reasons why Lord Albert Shaw trusts Miles Carver. Just enjoy, don't you?
Yeah, we'll all find out.
I'm going to tell you in a second, but let me do what I'm going to do here first.
We'll go do it.
All right, I killed this guy. He's
okay,
dead.
You killed him.
What'd you do?
But what we're going to do is, I'm going to keep running the business on my own.
Okay.
And pretend to be him?
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm him and send information.
Okay.
Wrong information.
Wrong information.
And hopefully get some good information from them.
You should send... But what's the information you're going to send him now? Like, what... You should send some information now since you killed him.
I'm going to send information of, hey, I think someone's figured out what's going on here. What should I do?
You should send a note. Everybody left town.
Okay,
your
annual your monthly salary is 30 gold from the business.
Okay,
sweet.
That's going right into the coffers. I don't need it.
Okay.
So I'm coming back now.
Okay.
Just the four of us are in a room.
What's the note? What'd the note say?
Someone has figured out what's going on. What should I do?
So then
that's a bad
you're
note.
Just waiting for a response from them now.
Oh, okay.
I know, but I'm coming back. You guys don't know this yet. I'm coming back and I'm telling you guys.
All right.
So. There's this guy, Miles Carver. He's a merchant
uh-huh.
in the town here. And he's been feeding information to the Lord of the North.
No way.
Yes way.
Who is the Lord of the North? Like, what kingdom are we talking about here?
It's same kingdom.
Okay. Same kingdom, different part of the kingdom.
Okay.
The northern part of it.
Okay.
His name is Nicholas Sion.
Thank you.
Nicholas Cage.
Nicholas Sion. I'll write that down, too, because I need to know these things. It's kind of.
It's Boston.
He's the king of the
science.
This Miles Carver guy was feeding information.
Mm-hmm.
Tried talking to him. Kind of a dick.
Didn't go so well.
So I killed him. Has to happen. Relax, winner.
That's my, where's the body?
Yeah, where's
the
body?
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you do it? Okay, where's the grave?
In the ground.
Okay.
It's unmarked, I hope.
It's unmarked.
Did you leave?
If anyone asks, he was showing signs of, turning into a zombie or something. Relax there, winter bottom. Who brought this guy?
Sorry, I'm a very nervous cop.
Did you send a body part?
All right, Barney Fife, calm down.
These things matter, man.
No, he didn't send any body parts because
he
wants.
Any body parts.
He wants to keep running the business.
Yeah, but what?
I'm gonna keep running the business.
What's the letter say? What you said?
I sent him a letter saying, "Hey, I've been one of the big ups in town, stopped
mm-hmm.
by,
mm-hmm.
was questioning me about sending notes or sending messages in my export. See, it intercepted something,
mm-hmm.
but he let it go because there was no information.
So
in
they
there.
Have they
so
now
we
kind of
have an idea
of
what's going on. But what should I do
now? With the next message? We have to wait for the next message.
Yes, yes. We're waiting on a message
depending
to come back.
Depending on what that message says.
Thank you for joining the game.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay. So did you pay the 1,200 gold pieces?
Oh, but besides that, not
okay,
only is that,
with the 1,000 gold pieces you got from the church, you outfitted your army.
Yes. And since
they now have shields, spears, and chainmail. Yeah.
And since we're still running this organization
that the guy had. So I'm broke now?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, but you're an adventurer. Okay. You'll find
You don't know this shit.
Yeah, we don't know
this. Since I'm still running this organization, it makes $30 a month in exports. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking that $30 and it's going right into the company, to the
plus that and the taxes that we're getting. Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely now you're up to 270 a month, yeah, and your operating costs are a little under 200.
Okay. So, by the way, I didn't really bury the body. I have it, but you can do whatever you want with it.
That's perfect because we could burn it.
We could say he was No,
I'll have ways.
Mark Scott in his house.
There's ways to actually make things actually.
Stooping some girl.
I thought you were saying something else.
Here's the thing. I can even put him in a slaughter.
I don't care, Winterbottom.
I'll put him
do
in a wagon. We'll
Jesus
do a tour
Christ,
around
murder,
the thing. We'll put him in with his body of zombies and we'll burn him up and everything
will
be fine. Wait,
we could use the body as well, that would be kind of weird if we hung up in the middle of town and said, "You deceive us. This is what we'll do to you."
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, let's not go there yet.
It doesn't turn.
Gee, whoa.
Okay.
You went right to, like,
damn.
After that happened, oh,
yeah. Traitor!
Basically,
put his head on a
Garrett
spike.
Ward comes to you as you're the man behind him. And he says, "There's two court cases the Watcher brought before me.
Okay.
I don't know if you wish to try them or give them to the Lord as so he can use his high justice if he wants."
I mean, I'll bring it in with the Lord, but no, I'll take care of the matter personally.
Okay.
Lord,
the
oh,
first
by the way,
case,
if anyone asks, he's split.
That's fine.
This okay. Guy. You meet first one.
A
man comes in front of you. He's been accused of killing another man. His defense is that he claims the other man was bitten.
Bitten by the dead? If it looks like wolf bites.
Where was the location? Where did all this go down? Was it inside the city walls? Was it outside the city walls?
It was on a farm outside the gates.
These furry walls.
Oh. The body is still.
I need someone to absorb
I'll
the
check
body.
It out.
You want to check it out?
Sure. But I'm also an expert murderer, so I would know how
You know that. And Brian,
I have magical lore for Ben Lamar.
You can consult the crystal sphere.
Crystal skull.
Let's do that then. We'll figure this out.
Can I just do general interrogation on him anyway?
Yep, sure.
Okay.
D20.
Wow, 24. That was, that's a crit.
Okay. Basically, after interrogating this guy, you find out that you broke him down. He killed the other person over an argument. He had something that kind of looked like a bite, but it's not really what spawned him into his actions.
Okay.
Do you want me to look?
No. At this point, it doesn't matter.
No?
So basically, what is your action? You can confer to Lord Shaw, or
I need to confer to Lord Shaw.
Or you can give your own ruling.
I can just kill him and get over it.
Confer to Lord Shaw. You can plead with the king.
Right. Just kill him and get over it.
So he comes to you.
I'll bring him before you. Him.
Yeah,
you
explain that what
you
happened.
You could kill, but he's not going
to
kill.
You're able to sentence him.
Kill the man.
Let me kill him.
Sentence him by death.
It wasn't premeditated, though. It was basically, it's manslaughter, right?
Crime and passion.
Self-defense.
We all know that.
It's not Florida.
Ooh. Oh, man. Dangerous ground.
Iron plate.
All right, I say we offer this guy a choice.
Okay.
Either 15 years in jail or conscription into the army.
Wow.
Wow.
Smooth move. That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
All right, he signs up.
Smart man.
Now we have 37.
We do.
Now the other brought those from, there's a group of serfs that were found stealing food from some rich yeomen in Gloom Meadow during the nights that following the year of strangers. They pled that their families were starving, but the freeholders demand justice.
Talk to the freeholders first. I'll find out what sort of condition they're... listen, nothing's a charity case, and that's obvious, but do they have the money to actually buffer the theft?
The freeholders are, they want punishment. Their loss is equal 10 gold pieces worth of food, which is a lot to a serf, because a lot of the serfs only make a few silver a month.
Again, you know what, honestly, like, what about community service? Community service for, like, that's...
I kind of like the idea of community service. I mean,
how many...
If you stole, you can work it off.
Like, and we need someone to actually fortify and beautify this town. Males.
There you go. Yeah.
And
is there six
cleaning duty? That's a good idea.
All right.
Now, the gold needs to go back to the...
Well, what I'm thinking, what Mark is saying, is you give them jobs in the service.
Yeah.
As reserve.
And their payment,
their
3 gold a month, goes to pay the 10, and then they have jobs.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, so they would
be like... it's not really conscription into the army, it's more like the reserves.
They wouldn't be in the army at all. They would be like civilian workers in the military. They'd be like taking care of making
kitchen
sure
duty,
they're
peeling potatoes.
Feeding the guys,
and
taking care of all that
stuff. And then
once
their debt is paid, it's up to them to decide if they want to stay on.
They can either stay on, or they could go off and do their own thing.
I guess that is like a community service in a way, because they're not getting paid for it.
Yeah, they'd be in charge of making sure that their weapons are sharpened.
But what about the wives? Because there's wives?
If it happens again...
The wives would just work.
It has to be face the full brunt of the law.
Yeah.
And that means they will spend time in jail. And it will not be great.
Yeah. Okay.
One strike. Right.
Yeah, I'm a one strip. Yeah. Only
what about
one
the
strike.
Wives, though? Should the wives, they have.
They can knit. They can also
maybe
sew.
Maybe they have
to
make chainmail or something for the
they
army.
They can do uniforms.
Huh? Sock mending.
Sock mending, yeah.
And they can darn the socks.
Or maybe.
Darn.
Should they have
to
do something or no? I mean.
Yeah, women.
The crime's a crime. And
women
if
can
it's
do
the
stuff.
Family that brought the crime on these people, then it should be the family.
The kids
that
can be the drummers. The fights.
It's everyone's responsibility.
The last thing brought before the court is there is a minor land order to the north in the village of Elder Grove that has requested assistance. There's a pack of trolls that have taken over his manor house in his village. And one of them, even though they are completely dumb as Nox, thinks he's now the lord of their village. And they need assistance in removing him.
I love it.
Aldanin says, well, we could send the men in arms.
Nah.
We could hire the mercenaries to kill them.
Nah.
Or you guys could go in person to kill the trolls.
I say let's all go in and custom
trolls. I say three of us can handle it. Three of us can handle it. Leave Putzel behind.
Well, why? Why are we Putzel behind?
Well, because I don't want to, the first time out, you don't want to, like, leave it the whole place empty.
What's he gonna do?
And leave
and
Caleb,
if
you know.
You
to
remove the trolls from his manor house, he will bend a knee.
All right.
Nah,
I say the four of us go.
Which will increase your income by 40 gold pieces a month.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Agreed.
I'm gonna assassinate.
You know what they say? You know what they say? Lead by example, so.
Wow. Oh, you're gonna be that hands on. You're gonna be that hands on king.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, George Washington over here.
Yeah.
You're gonna be chopping
finest,
down cherry trees.
Finest
all over
price
the
chopper, hands on king.
Nice. You better believe it.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Okay. You guys head north. It's a few days' travel. You arrive, and you see there's a village. There's probably about 80 people that live in the center of the village.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
But, you know, in the center of your town, there's, like, almost 700.
Okay.
So you arrive, and you see that the manor in the middle has all these crude constructed idols around it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, drawings on the things that look like cave paintings.
Yes.
And you see all the townsfolk have shuttered all their homes in the center.
Religious lore, do I know anything about the religion that these troll people, like, 13? Plus my...
The only thing you know is that they're, like,
so 17.
Idolizing this minor, like, demonic deity that's about bloodlust and murder.
Oh, okay.
Magical deity?
No. Well, he's a demonic deity.
A demonic, which is still could be, well...
Okay, that was the next thing I was going to do.
Before we go any further, could we take a pee break?
Yeah, sure.
You got a drain the lizard?
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
one.
Don't want to get in the middle of the fight wearing plate mail when you have to go. Could be awkward.
Your eyes are yellow. Let's see here. What else we got?
What can... what language do they speak?
Troll.
Oh, yeah. Duh, sorry.
Honestly, I'm thinking about... I can just call lightning from the sky and blast their like, icons.
Sneak in there,
like, really.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce... Virus of Ideals.
We can scare them or kill them.
We can bring a ram. We all do
I
that.
Can ram the manor.
We don't want to destroy the guy's
Call
thing.
Call lightning is a pretty nasty spell.
I don't want to do that.
We don't want to destroy the guy's place either, because he's going to have to come back and rebuild it again.
If I sent people to go take care of my place, people broke into it, I wouldn't want them to destroy my place.
Yeah, let's not, because we're just going to start...
Yeah, no. I'm not gonna destroy his place. I'm gonna destroy the icons and the crazy demonic, and silly.
What if that unleashes some kind of demon?
Yeah.
Then you kill that thing.
You always look at John when he says things. Then he gives like the hints. He has little tells.
To concentrate up to 10 minutes in each turn, you can shoot a lightning bolt for 40 points of damage. Up to 10 minutes.
So why don't I just? No one can assassinate the control and get over.
You think you can do it?
I have an assassin.
You are a one-man killing machine.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You can try to assassinate, but remember the first time you fought the troll. You are more powerful than that, but there's four trolls here.
But the head troll.
This is the trolls. You guys fought the trolls in that one place, right?
That was in the Oni Brotherhood.
Yeah, you fought the troll right before the Leonine Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Coffee. When are we going to talk about these things?
You can talk about them whenever you want.
Well, I just asked that earlier. We were like, oh, let's wait until later.
Well, you just...
He said you almost have it in a minute. You'll have a chance.
You got something on your
then he kept going.
You got something on your mind there, Enzio? What's
There's
up?
Some stuff going on.
I got stuff, too. Why do you think I... Listen, I didn't want to get roped
My
up
stuff
into the guard
Dukes
thing,
and stuff.
I'm worried.
Though.
What do you got about Dukes?
Now, in the last 2 weeks since your return to the mainland, your old life has surged out of the past into the present. Uh-oh. In that time, two messengers have arrived from your previous companion, Vincent Ingalls, inquiring of any interest in rejoining the Eyes and of the Allegiance. He has promised that if Lord Shaw bends a knee to the Grand Vizier, his future will be set in stone. The Northern Duke Ashton, which you talked about earlier with the Carver guy.
Yeah.
It's the same guy. That's why I killed the Carver guy.
So basically,
Northern Deuce Ashton, through his actions fighting the Walking Dead and is becoming too influential with the populace.
Those are two different roles.
Oh, is it? Okay. Never mind that.
Nicholas Scion is the other.
Oh, that's right. That forms the core of the Vizier's support. A war among the living is coming, and if played correctly, Lord Shaw could replace Victor Spire as a Duke of Asteria.
In order to do that, we would have to make friends with the Scion guy, right?
Yeah.
Shaw.
Yeah, you couldn't compete with the
Sticky
king.
Situation.
The king has like a military of like 12,000.
How high up you want to go?
Sticky situation.
I don't know. I'm sort of a play by ear kind of guy.
Okay. Listen to Enzio's thing. He's got some crazy story about some guy wants you to bend his knee to you. Or the other way around. Sorry.
If you promise to bend your knee to the Grand Vizier,
he's a big guy.
Your future will be set in stone. The Northern Duke Ashton, through his actions fighting the Walking Dead back when we did that whole thing, is becoming too influential with the populace that forms the core of the Vizier's support. A war among the living is coming, and if played correctly, Lord Shaw could replace Victor Spire as a Duke of Asteria.
Now, I used to serve in the Vizier's army, correct?
You were part of his... the Vizier has professional soldiers, which are... He has his feudal men, which are like you. If he would call them to service, you have to give them. But he also has a professional army. You served in his professional army. You guys are mostly all natives of Glassfield. Glassfield is a kingdom that's set up on feudal basis. A few generations ago, basically the Visor's men invaded Glassfield from the south. They took over it, and they installed themselves as the new kings. The Grand Visor is basically the king of this Glassfield. He has archvisors that each have command of one of the military corps. Each of them have 2,000 men under them. You served under one of the archvisors. They're all very powerful wizards because they come from an empire across the water, and they're all wizards. Wizards rule in their kingdom, but they are currently the head of the feudal system. They are the monarchy in this kingdom.
Well, it would probably be in my benefit not to go against them. But yeah.
Basically, what he's telling you is he's afraid that there's an uprising coming. And if you secure yourself as a friend of the Visors and fight against this uprising, because it's basically the natives are starting to get restless, the native Glassfield people. And if you side with the Visor and commit to him your 40-odd troops, then he will ensure your continued prosperity.
Well, my main concern is protecting my citizens against the undead scourge. So if siding with the Visor is the best way to do that, then I'm willing to play ball and bend a knee. But I don't want to replace one scourge for another, so to speak. So I guess it's...
So basically, Mark used to be like the spy corps of the Grand Visor's armies.
Okay.
He spied on people, assassinated people that the Grand Visors didn't like, kidnapped people, did all kinds of things that were against the law, but they were done in the king's name, so the king is the law.
King's the law.
But when you guys died, his service was officially ended, obviously. But now that they know he's still alive, they've basically been approaching him to rejoin the order. And you met some of the Order when you came through that burned city when you arrived.
Oh, that's right.
Vincent. The guys that sending him messages. Also, his little brother Nick is an eye as well.
Oh, God.
All right, well...
He's a hired spy and assassin for the Visor.
All right, this is my take on it. My first duty is to the people, and as part of that duty, I want to protect them from the undead scourge. I'm willing to bend a knee, but if they have any information on the evil that is sweeping this land, I need to know so I can act accordingly.
Well, yeah, the Visor has no control over what's happening. He has taken tremendous losses from the undead.
All right, then I guess we're on the same page.
I might have something I got to let you know about, too. Really, everyone's got something to let you know about.
Should I have waited to make this decision?
No, it's... Listen, mine's just visions. Well, not really. Okay.
Have you been sharing some things with the wizard over here?
I have not been hitting the silver skull, as it is. But
there's a hook
the crystal top. Thing. Whenever you got that crazy, wacky device.
Mm-hmm.
The druids.
Yep.
You know, I haven't been, like, hanging around all the time, right? I've just been running around the woods. Kind of, yeah, it's more uncomfortable.
You got that back to nature thing going on.
Yeah.
You and your... enchanted earth shoes.
Yeah. And my stick. Anyway, the point here is, a lot of these crazy creatures have been kind of walking up to me and told me, you gotta get in contact with the Druid Council. I got in contact with them. I know everyone's worried about crazy stuff going on up north, and I'm hearing about this Scion guy that I definitely want to hurt. But, something's going on in the south.
So we got problems in the north and the south?
Okay, you got the Walking Dead, I believe, are up north, and they're running around doing their thing.
Well, no, they're in the south, too.
Basically, as far as I know, there's what they told me is an old, old enemy, super old. It's in the city of Haven, that's in the south. And,
I wonder if that has something to do with the shadowy stranger.
That's going way back.
Yeah, I know.
Well...
Didn't we deal with the Shadow Stranger?
Something about taking of spirits, attacking spirits, taking the human spirit. It's not good at all. But just be advised, there's something going on down south. We just kind of need to keep an eye out for.
All right.
If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
I got Mark or Enzio covering rumors in the north, and you're my ears in the south.
Yeah, and the Druid Council's gonna fill me more on everything, but.
Well, hey, if I need to take action, let me know.
I will. Of course I will.
Where the fuck did Mark go?
He's sharpening his crossbow.
He's making a duty. He's making a duty. Right.
He's doing his duty.
Are we still at the troll?
Here we go.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, what are you guys going to do?
We could A, level the place, or have Mark try to assassinate.
The head troll?
The head troll, while the three of us take on whatever attacks us.
Well, how about we first scope out the situation? You know, figure out how many trolls there are.
There's four.
Just four trolls. Right.
Yeah, we already know.
Are they in the house? Or are they walking
Thanks for
around?
Point.
They're in the house right now. I don't think it would be that hard.
Which
to
Which one's
them
the one
outside.
That thinks he's the lead?
You don't know. They're inside the banner.
Yeah. How are we gonna know, Mark? Mm-hmm. Why don't you go in as a lookout? Go in there and report back to us.
Okay, great diversion.
Well, these are trolls, so I find it highly unlikely that we're going to be able to negotiate with them, especially since one of them thinks he's in charge and is dumber than a bag of bricks.
Yeah, think of the Hobbit. It's going to be like that.
Guys, do I have permission to kind of sneak in and get a peek? I'll be right back.
Are you okay with sneaking in?
I'll be fine.
Do I not have sneak anymore?
You do have sneak, it's just not the skills is the way they used to.
Can I cast Dimension Door? I'm going to picture myself against the wall of, like, this a building. I just that way I don't have to walk up to it. I can...
Can you change that? Can I sneak in there?
Yeah, you can sneak. It's kind of like a longhouse. There's not a lot of rooms.
Well, the night crawlers is way
in. In the longhouse, you guys peeking in, you see the four trolls. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, lounging around. They've gathered, like, bedding. Like large amounts of bedding and just put them in clumps to like lay on.
And me and we're outside.
We're waiting for word back from one of them.
This is door.
Just keep in mind, like if you guys have to engage them, if I remember correctly, trolls regenerate health. So we may need magic to kill them.
Whoa. All right, so we have acid and fire. Those two get back to us. Because if I have darkness, we can do complete darkness. They couldn't see nothing.
Yeah,
and we can
just attack them.
We genius.
Yeah, that's good.
Troll.
Well, not if we're outside.
What do you want to do? Just like
if I do complete darkness
and then set the place on fire?
Because I teleported right here, so I'm
If I darkness, since I don't know how this darkness works, if I cast darkness,
you're inside.
In the room.
You're that good.
Is it going to blind
in,
all of us too?
I'm going to blindly sneak into a room.
Wait, Mark, what are you showing me here?
I'm here.
Okay.
Bobby's there.
Pick one fire.
Just so you know.
Or one acid. Anything.
Mark's
like
here.
Like a blight.
Bobby's there.
So
bad
how many,
idea.
Blight's still pretty powerful.
There's one.
Yeah, we remember what happened
two,
last
three,
time.
Four.
It was too much. I want to keep this guy's house
intact. How many entrances and exits are there to
There's one door right
there's a door
here.
And there's windows. I snuck through a window and I'm in the corner.
I'm against the side of the house.
Bobby's peering in the window like a peeping Tom.
All right, what are you guys going to do?
Well, we could smoke them out into, like, an ambush.
They're not that smart. If you probably make a lot of noise outside, you'll probably draw their attention. Because they're the supposed lord of this.
You want to go back?
No, I'm right up against the house, man.
I know, but do you want to do your lightning bolt thing outside to scare them outside?
Wait, don't you have ghost noises, Brian?
Why'd you have lightning inside?
Ghost noises?
You don't need ghost noises. You can just make noises.
Ooh! Ah! Ghost noises?
Well, yeah, you can. It's like throwing your voice.
Yeah, but we can make any noise. They'll come out. How about this? Want to start hooting and hollering?
Well,
we start hooting and hollering. They come out.
Like, if you destroy their totems, they'll come out. I'll piss them off.
But these guys are inside.
I love that plan.
We don't want to chance
them. I'll stay inside.
There's realistically,
see who, kind
here's
of what the leader
thing.
Is.
If he sends three of the trolls out to find out what's going on,
leader.
And the guy inside's the leader,
him.
Cool.
Exactly. Because I have acid arrows.
Then you should we'll get them to come out? We'll hoot and holler.
He's going to shoot his lightning bolt power.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, roll initiative.
All right.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is where we're going.
Oh, it's go time. On. No more SimCity. It's time to take money.
Ouch. I got an
18.
12. Ooh, I got 7.
No, oh, that's terrible.
18 plus 2 is 20.
Where's the pluses on this bad boy?
Initiative.
Ah.
0.
Oh, good. 8.
Excellent.
See who the good rollers are in this group.
All right, you guys, obviously, they're not moving yet, so you can make an action.
Good.
You get a surprise round. What do you want to do, Enzio? You just want to wait until they drop?
I'm going to
ready in action.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Okay. Well, I got magic mist. Well, no,
why don't you worry about hiding?
Fucking magic mist.
We the magic mist.
All right.
Lightning bolt.
All right, Bobby, so, you're going to call lightning?
Yes, let's get the Bobby. Get
her right. Me and Brian are on the other side of the door.
Yes, you guys hide out in the outside somewhere.
So it's real simple. I'm just going to call lightning and just one by one.
All right, you bring down like 3 bolts of lightning.
Yeah.
You see like a few of the shutters open up. People are looking outside. You see like the idols they made are just like blowing up. You're inside, you see the trolls are getting up, they're like, brr. They're kind of like, one of them's peeking outside one of the windows. Brr. Then the 3 of them on the sides go out the front door. And the middle one still kind of lounging and he's just grunting some things in the language you don't speak.
That's the leader.
Either that or he's pregnant.
And then it starts the first non-surprise turn. So you guys are outside, you see the 3 of them run outside. Enzio, you're alone inside with the guy on the futon.
I'm going to take one of my...
You're going to put out some cheesy 80s porno music?
I'm going to take one of my acid bolts.
I've been feeling so
okay.
Let's kill a troll.
You... He has not acted yet this turn, so you can get an assassinate.
Yes.
Ooh.
You have advantage against him.
Yes.
If you hit him, you automatically score a critical hit.
Yes.
And, okay. Roll it.
Don't miss, Mark.
Don't fuck this up.
10.
Well, you get to roll twice.
That's right.
10.
Oh.
And what's your plus?
+7.
Okay. That hits.
Nice.
Okay, what is it? What is your damage again? 1d6 plus 3.
How much does the acid arrow add?
Okay, you do.
Like you do, like you already did it. 4, 7.
7, now roll another d6. That's your critical damage.
6, 9.
Okay. That's 16 so far, right?
Yeah, plus 10.
Okay, 16. Now, with assassinate, if you use your sneak attack, which you are using, instead of rolling the sneak attack, you use maximum dice. So your sneak attack is 3d6. So you take your 9 and add it to 18. So that's 27.
Yes.
And then you roll 3d6 for the acid damage.
I got you. 6, 9.
So that is 36 points of damage.
Wow.
Gotta fuck that motherfucker up.
And the acid from it continues to burn him until he makes a constitution save. Now it goes to Albert. You see the 3 trolls rush outside.
Guess.
I'm doing it.
All right.
Was that the one that hit multiple targets? Does lightning hit multiple targets?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can.
Alright,
your map.
Oh, lightning bolt is 3rd level. Yeah. So.
But it's now not once a day. You can continuously keep charging spells.
Ooh.
However, it becomes more difficult every subsequent time.
Yeah, gotcha. Like, yeah.
Johnson.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I guess I'll attack the closest one.
You Double. Could make 3 attacks.
Okay, man, I like that.
Okay, roll.
20.
That is a critical hit.
Wow, that's good to
move. Roll again.
It's an 8.
Yeah. Alright, roll again.
Well, lots of rolls.
Some 1.
Side fact.
Okay, 9.
Today is the 30-year anniversary of the cartoon Dungeons & Dragons airing on television.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
I can post that to Facebook.
Yes, it is.
And another 6.
So.
Okay, 15 plus 6, that's 21. Okay, roll now roll fast. Another attack.
Little known fact.
2.
That misses. Roll again.
Eight.
That actually hits.
Wow. Trolls suck.
Yeah, they don't have wearing any armor.
And then 1d10 again, yes?
1d10 plus 1d6 plus 6.
This is rolling a lot.
7. Mm-hmm. And 5.
Five. Amazing.
Okay, that's 12 plus 6.
I think he stole 18? This dice from me.
Okay. Now, we go to... Actually, the trolls. So, we got a troll attacking Hutzel.
Oh, man.
Hutzel, you take 20 points of damage.
Holy crap.
Oh, you got mucked up.
Dude.
So I have 57 hit points now?
Yep. Another one decides to attack Hutzel. Hits Hutzel for
old school.
17 more damage.
Do I have anything that allows me to like parry or avoid damage?
No.
Oh, that's nice. So I take another 17?
Yeah, you're down to 40.
Oh my god, Hutzel.
Come on, Black Dragon!
I'm gonna avenge your death.
Come on, Black Dragon!
Come on, Black Dragon!
Man, what the hell?
I want to come with you guys. I'm a hands-in king.
Nice.
Okay, Jester.
I'm all in.
All right. The trolls are actually pretty grouped in. Ooh, where is Albert in relation to the troll? They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Son of a battle. Bitch.
So now this one got angry.
Okay. What can you do?
Can I wed two trolls?
You could.
On this one.
But,
Albert?
You can hit one. You can hit the wounded one.
I will hit the wounded one.
He failed his dex, cool. So roll 40-10.
Cool.
Yahtzee!
8, 4, 5, and a 4. So that's 8, 4, 16,
16, 21.
Bad.
More
math.
I don't know. Good job.
Oh, ha.
Okay, that one is pretty wounded. It's slowly healing, though. Because
definitely lightning bolt. And if I can hit two, I can charge.
You can hit the wounded one and the free one, then. Or you can hit both that are on him with Hutzel. However, with Hutzel,
I might hit him.
You have something called spell sculpt.
Yeah.
You are a master. You've mastered the ability to sculpt your spells better.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick up to, I think, 6 targets in the radius of your area effect spells that automatically make their saving throw against your spell. And if the spell were to do half damage on a successful save, it does none. So you can basically shoot all 3 of them and sculpt the lightning bolt to go around Hutzel.
Ooh. But he has to roll, right?
No, he automatically passes and he takes no damage.
Then let's do
that.
Like the Emperor.
You can do the overcharge, the overchannel, and do max 36 points of damage.
I like this. I like this idea.
Yes.
Then you can finish it off with
which is good for Brian because he hits.
No, I'm doing lightning bolt.
So he basically shoots a bolt of lightning. It tears down the one you wounded, but his body is starting to recuperate.
Fire.
Hits the other guy, and then just breaks apart and goes around Hutzel. It does hit the manor behind it and blow a panel off the wall, but...
We're going to pay for that.
And it now goes to the top of the order, Enzio.
Alright, can I just throw a torch at him?
You could, but he's still moving. Torch doesn't really do a lot of damage. It's more of a finishing thing once they're on the
finishing
ground.
It's a finishing move. You shit fire on the ground.
Unless you want to do, like, 1d6 fire damage as all your damage.
Because he's still injured.
Right and he's now. Still moving.
What do you think?
He isn't.
Okay.
Unless you think you could kill him with a 1d6.
I'm checking. Not saying I'm going to.
He's at negative 46 right now. But he's been healing.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to use the... Alright, fine. I'll use my acid bolts.
You'll shoot another bolt?
Yes.
Alright. Fire.
16 plus 7.
Okay, you hit him.
Ooh. Nice.
All right, roll 1d. Well, you can roll.
That's a 3d6, right? Are those?
Yep, 3d6.
Get him, Dad.
Get him, Steve, Dave.
Don't tell us what to do. You like the shiny, Steve? Oh, come on.
Bah.
Keep it real, Mark. Keep it real.
I need to look at this.
That's Eight. Okay.
Tell him.
You hit him. Now it goes to Albert.
Okay, one of them is on the ground and down, right?
Sorry, what was the damage?
Okay, can I finish him off with the torch?
I was being
you could do
by
that, but he's pretty wounded.
What was the
damage? Or you
could
attack the other person that's attacking you.
Oh, shit.
Like, if I go to finish the other one off, am I going to incur an attack of opportunity?
No, but you're not going to drop the other one and he's going to then immediately attack you.
Yeah, fucking get him, dude. There's no stop behind that one. Just do it.
All right. I have a feeling I'm going to regret not finishing that one off, though.
You got three attacks.
Well, you only have two now.
Yeah.
You got two attacks.
That's what he said.
All right, so I'm attacking the one that's attacking me.
All right.
That seems obvious.
That'd be a good idea, because the other one's not attacking
15 plus 9.
Yeah.
Okay, you hit. All right, roll your other attack.
Roll the attack, and then you can roll the damage.
You know, while you keep hitting
that gets it done. These guys suck at armor class.
Two.
Don't poke the bear.
Oh, God.
And one. Really?
All right. That's 15. Now roll 2d6.
He stubs his toe.
He trips over himself.
Man, I
take it, you meanie troll.
Your helmet spins on you. You can't see out of it.
I'm the king.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Are you guys having fun? Seriously? Come on now.
I'm the Lord of the Meadow. It's not our fault you're wielding a Nerf sword.
This wouldn't happen if I still had my flaming sword, but because I have an ice sword.
It's a
flaming sword would be like
Digby's crotch bat.
Alright, you take 6 points of damage, Hansel.
Great.
I'll heal ya.
So Nancy can 34.
Mark, you can use your evasion this turn and you take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Invade them.
You evade the one claw that gets close to you.
Alright, so I get claw. So I still lose the...
The claw. You're afraid of the
claw.
You're afraid of the claw.
Was that Carrie Ells that was in
the claw? Decides who shall stay and she shall go.
At best. Isn't
really crappy damage.
And you take 14 points of damage, Kaza.
What?
Yeah! Take that.
Wait, how much damage?
14.
I'm afraid
of the
claw.
Take that, wizard boy.
Well, the other troll's like, oh, that guy just shot a lightning bolt and ripped one of my pals apart.
Yep. Sure did.
Next turn, it goes to Chester.
Oh, Jesus.
Chester, come on.
So there is a troll attacking him and a troll attacking him. You still have your lightning bolts.
Now, where's...
Ooh, go after... Help him, because he's really...
34.
Yeah, but you guys, just remember, like, I can blast
where
one of the lightning.
Where are you now? Are you out in front?
I'm still on the side. Or? I'm, like, honestly
like
leaning against the building, just being like, kaboom!
Yes. Lightning!
Bling. Yeah, so...
Help the two knuckleheads outside. I can handle the one inside.
Yeah, I gotta help out Shaw.
So. Okay.
Yeah, he's gotta.
Okay.
Come on.
Critical failure. Roll 40-10.
Wow.
How do you critical fail?
Well, they he doesn't have to make an attack roll. Yeah. The troll gets an attack saving
what
throw.
I do, thanks. Oh. That one counts.
Oh, so the troll
it is
failed.
A five.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yep.
I was like, why does that happen when I roll for things?
Oh, come on. Thanks. Okay. So 5 and a 1 is a 6, plus a 6 is a 12, plus a 3, a 15.
Okay, you drop the troll in front of Hutzel.
Eat it.
Take that.
Last
and now it's Kazaa.
I'll teach you from posting on Reddit.
All right, I'm going to do a charge lightning bolt and go for the troll.
Why don't you switch that?
Since we only have one left, switch to an acid arrow so he doesn't heal.
Yeah, he's still going to heal from fire or acid, but really just slowly, won't. Right?
It can negate his healing for a whole turn.
Acid can negate his healing for a whole turn.
If I were you, I would light up the one that we just dropped.
He's got a troll right on him.
But
he would have to, like, the other two trolls are piled around him, so you'd have to be like, troll, walk over the hustle.
Don't worry, man. When it comes to my turn, they're both going on fire.
Okay, if I did a charge acid arrow, I can't do a three-shot. Lightning, I can. So it might be better with
you
the lightning.
You can overcharge acid arrow at these guys.
Why don't we do that? That makes more sense. It would go after the one, after two after him and the one down. Right? There's one down?
Well,
two
just go, down. You just two go after down? The guy that's in front of you. Okay, you're going to overcharge it?
if I recharge it, I can nail the other two guys. So, sure.
Why would you want to hurt them?
Why not? If I can shot.
You can't hit the other guys.
Oh, yeah. I can't?
You can just do maximum damage.
I'll do maximum damage on that guy.
Don't get greedy, wizard.
Okay, roll the
hit. Yeah, Mr. Wizard.
Fuck me. Seven.
Plus one.
No, thank you.
Plus... What am I?
You should have a magical area.
So many things.
I got a magical area.
No. Everything is in different places.
Buddy has one. Show him where it is.
Where is the magical
show
area?
Magical area. Show him on the page it. Where the magical area
it
exists.
It should be just in your point. Attacks area. Now, the fun part. Roll a con save. What's your constitution modifier?
Constitution modifier?
Not high enough? Two?
Okay, roll a d20 plus, plus two.
Come on. One.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, the wizard shits his pants. Yeah.
Okay. Now you shoot a maximized acid arrow. It hits the troll right in the face.
It bounces yeah. back and hits
does
you in the face.
Does 18 damage, and you pass out. You're now at 0 hit points.
What?
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
He fainted.
I fainted.
He put too much of his energy into it.
Yeah.
That's the consequence of continuously overcharging spells.
Yeah.
The first time it's free, after that you
not
have
so
to
much.
Give you have to give your strength to put your willpower behind it.
Someone slapped me.
I hope
me
we
up.
Have potions.
Love you, potions.
You gave me
well,
okay.
I slapped you guys awake last time. Last
okay.
Game, so.
Now it goes to Enzio. Before you can do anything, the acid from
why
your last
we
bullet
were not awake last time, Brian.
Sweet. He
Yay.
Just collapses in his boot.
Good.
And way now you to, have 10 arrows left.
Way to shoot him from the corner.
All right, so now I head outside.
No, okay. Yeah. You should loot.
Are all the trolls...
I'm going to loot the troll first.
No way, Mara.
He doesn't really have anything on.
Are the, all the
bag
trolls
of
down
thumbs, kind of human head?
Just the one that's over standing over Brian's
body. I already fainted.
Some delicious Panera soup.
I wanted to take
Ooh,
out... I, like I wanted to soup. Light on fire the other two
Ezio, you're my
Someone
only
needs...
hope.
So I come back outside.
Okay, you run outside.
There's, what's the deal? There's still one troll standing over
there. There's basically him standing up against another building, looking casually smoking a cigarette,
over
fucking
him.
Shooting lightning bolts at people.
I look over him, give me a little, hey, how's it going?
What up, man?
You have Albert, who's incredibly wounded, standing over two bodies of trolls as he's pulling out his torch, trying to light it uh-huh. so he can light them on fire.
He's
and then you
out.
See his body out. Just... And there's no blood on the body, but he's just like, well, no. There's a little blood on the body, but he's just like passed
just
out on the fucking ground.
Come on, my nose.
There's a little. There's a, ogre, there's a troll.
Troll right over his body.
Standard Friday night.
Yeah.
So.
Hurry up, Mark. He's
I'm
gonna,
down to 10.
He's going to teabag me in a minute.
Drop his knee.
I'm going to sneak attack with the acid bolt, the troll that's over Brian.
Okay. Shoot.
Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark. Shoot it. Shoot it good.
Four
what
plus
that.
You can roll again. You have an advantage.
Oh, sorry. 12 plus
seven. Okay, you hit.
What is superior critical?
Seven.
Your critical range is higher.
Seven.
So you do 7 points of the acid damage.
And he's got acid in him now. So
and nice. You can do 3d6 for the sneak attack.
Come on, Mark.
Six.
Okay. You, the bolt hits him in the back.
I told you, we're amazing. We're probably the best adventure group ever. We're better than your group. No, not really. Just kidding. If you'd like to reach out to Dungeonetics, we're at Dungeonetics on Instagram, Dungeonetics at Twitter, and Dungeonetics at gmail.com. Thank you very much to Virus of Ideals for your wonderful contribution, and thank you for supporting the arts. This isn't really art, this is just free form pretending. Anyway, back to the adventure. Thank you.
I'm just gonna
have a pizza.
I'm just gonna ring-a-ram-em.
Ring-a-ram-em?
Alright, during his turn. All he did was start running towards the woods.
Oh.
You can still ring a ram and blast him off his feet as he's running.
Yes.
Full 3 charges?
No, just one.
It's going to reset tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. All right, roll D20.
Yeah, come on.
12 plus 7, 19.
Okay, you hit him. Roll 3d6.
Ba-bam!
11.
Wow. That's exactly what he had. So, as he's running, Mark lifts up his hand, his little ring flares, and you see the troll lifted up off his feet, and he goes flying through a window of a nearby house.
Nice.
We heard
nice.
Him mutter something about Green Lantern's light.
And you guys go over to there, and you basically pull him out and light his body on fire.
Then, we do. We leave Slappy here on the ground.
Hey, you gotta help me out here. Out. I'm passed out.
And can't figure out how to use his potions correctly.
Healer kit.
All right, sure, you have liberated Elder Grove.
Woo-hoo!
Their envoy comes back and basically tells
two MVPs.
Tells you that they will now consider you their lord.
Thank you.
You better.
Oh. Kiss that man. Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring, bitches.
Wait,
kiss
the ring, bitches. That ring?
No, don't worry.
So, oh, yeah.
Are two of the jewels in my crown lit now?
Yeah.
Well, does that count, though? That's what I'm asking.
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess since they weren't technically dead until you lit them on fire. All right, you return back to your home.
The trolls are on fire!
They're on fire!
The trolls are on fire!
The trolls are on fire!
As you arrive back in Glassport, basically, you walk in. The town is starting to die down. A lot of the court thing has been settled.
Good.
And the town is starting to build. You can see your men-at-arms training in the field as Aldan
is...
drilling
points again, man.
Yeah, you're back up to full.
Sweet.
Then, as you guys are walking in, you hear this huge bell sound emanate from the obsidian spire in the middle of the town. And a bluish purple pulse of energy washes over the entire town.
What'd you do?
The townsfolk seem a little panicked at this. Everyone's staring at it.
But what?
And, you see Aldanin rushes to you with a few of your men and guards, and they're like, I have no idea what the hell just happened.
Do you think we do?
Should we investigate?
No, let's just let it go.
No, they're asking you, should the men at arms...
I'm being sarcastic.
Yes.
No, the
yes.
men at arms, should they investigate?
No, don't send them. We'll take care of it.
No, they should go investigate.
Why? They're going to die in 2 seconds.
Dude, you're the foremost authority on the tower.
You
if
are
anyone
Mr.
should
Wizard
investigate,
boy.
You
Wait, you,
are
you pass
be part
out
of
by
that.
Sending files.
Yeah, but is this the tower I can't get into?
Yes.
Yes.
It's letting you in. It's calling to you.
I will go with them.
The door is back.
The door. All
right, so we're going. Then.
We're going.
All right, we're going.
We're going to the tower.
I don't want to go.
This is the tower from the first adventure.
I don't want to go.
All right, as you ascend,
I hate towers.
You go, travel up the stairs. As you ascend the last set of stairs in the Obsidian Tower, you notice several changes. Behind the altar,
someone's redecorated.
That
those
held
curtains?
The focus of the ritual's power that summoned the undead is a giant skeletal face carved into the wall.
What?
As you move about, it seems to track your motion and slightly grin when you're not directly looking at it.
Did Ozzy Osbourne move in while we were gone?
Standing...
Yeah.
Martha Stewart's been here.
Against another wall is a long copper canister about 10 feet filled with a liquid that smells of the sea. Standing above it is a figure clad in a yellow robe with black stripes down the shoulders. In his hand is white powder and a lock of hair that he promptly drops into the vat. Pulling a curtain around the canister, he glances up with a smile and nods at you. He advances while wiping his hands off on the edge of his robe. Greetings, friends. You must be the heroes I've heard so much about. And he extends his hand to you.
To him?
That's all you, because...
He extends his hand to you.
Yeah, you're the man.
You're the man. You're the lord.
Do you want me to
master.
Do a magical lore? To see what...
Well, I'm going to... While I'm shaking this dude's hand, you do the magical lore.
You want to shake his hand,
really? Can I do magical lore?
I got gauntlets on him.
To see if there's anything.
Oh, he's got. He's
you know, he's
quite
magical.
The guy
just drops stuff in the magical
sea. Yeah, but we want to know his history. We want
to
know.
He's giving birth to a freaking sea monster in this little.
He's like, tower. I'm sorry for the distress. I've been trying to tap into the power of the spire for a while now.
How'd you get in here?
Who are
I
you?
I came here about a month ago.
But how did you get in here?
Yeah, how come we couldn't get in?
There's no door.
Oh, I sealed it off so I wouldn't be interrupted. When I first arrived, a bunch of townsfolk kept
bothering me. Did you carve the stuff in the wall?
No, that's actually something that I drew out of the magic of the tower itself. It's a focus for the tower's magic. Huh. It's connected with all the walking dead.
Wow, this guy beat you to the punch, Brian. Yeah. How do you feel?
How's this guy
better
than you?
Well, he's like, my name's Zoran. I'm a Wizard of the White Tower. Ooh. I came here.
Wizard of the White Tower.
I came here because I divined that the energy animating all the dead emanated from this tower.
Did.
And I was hoping that somehow I could turn it off.
You come to the right place.
Help my interest.
Help you in your quest.
However, that accidental pulse of energy that probably brought you here was me trying to tap into the skull's energy. Unfortunately, it rejected me. I think I need a magical scroll that I know exists in the White Tower. If you guys could retrieve it for me, it'd be very beneficial to my research.
Yeah, I think we
should. Has anyone thought that maybe this whole thing is because we're alive, and then if we died, this would all go back to normal again?
What?
That we're the cause of this whole problem?
I'm pretty sure the shadowy stranger is the cause. He's the one that brought us back.
But technically, we are walking dead because we were dead and now we're walking.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're not zombies, though. So.
Yeah, kind
of. Basically, what he's getting at is if you reverse the magic, would it reverse the spell that brought you back to life?
Oh, that's a good question.
But that would just end the game.
Yeah. That'd be fine. Not
all of a sudden, everyone just drops dead except for Chester Bottom.
Looks like there's a new king.
Looks like there's going to be more druids around here.
Well, I'd say that that's a mission for you, Brian, being the resident
wizard
know-it-all.
Yeah, I say we'll go and...
Well, how far away is the tower?
The White Tower...
Is it within 300 feet?
We are in the tower.
No.
We can teleport there.
The White Tower... The White Tower is in the City of Haven. He has the same spell he has.
So,
City of Haven is one of the. It's what the druids were warning me about.
It's a rough place.
It's more than just a rough place. There's something very bad there.
It's like New Haven.
So then,
yeah, but New Haven has its good parts. Hey, come on,
don't sugarcoat it.
Oh no! I mean, there's the Elm Bar is really nice.
We were going to have to deal with the business going on in the south eventually, anyways. This just is in line with our interests. So even if this guy is trying to deceive us, it's like common ground we would have had to walk sooner or later anyways, or bridge we would have had to cross.
As far as I know, there's something really bad coming from the south. It's in the Haven.
So there's me to go take care of this Haven area.
Yeah,
because we got to get the scroll.
We gotta get
from the White Tower.
So we gotta get down.
Well, does anyone have like sense motive? Is there any way we can tell if this guy is?
Yeah,
like,
you can do a wisdom
like
check.
His fingers crossed behind his back or
check.
Something.
Wisdom check.
9 plus 4.
Do we all do
as
it?
As far as you know, he's as sincere as he looks.
Can I pick up anything from his robes? Anything as far as
Brian,
like
you got
religious
like
lore?
Is
he
stuff?
From? I have magical lore.
What
he
type
said
of?
He's from Haven.
We already did
he's
that.
He's a Haven has the only like Academy of Wizards in the entire kingdom.
Oh.
And that's where he came from. He's from the tower. Why he's sending you back is he wants to go back to a library he already studied in.
Why doesn't he
knows
back
the scroll is there. But he's got experiments he's working on here.
And he knows that we're the men for the job. The A team.
You can hire. The
A team. Does
that make Hutzel Murdoch?
We will go.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, jeez.
The Royal Eye, they are a faction that's located where?
Their headquarters is in the capital. The capital city of Glassfield.
Huh. Holy crap. You did it again. You listened to another episode of Dungeonetics, and we thank you for that. Our music comes from Gaines Brown. You can check him out on Bandcamp. Be sure to give him a good old shout out, and thank you again to Virus of Ideals for your amazing submission. We love you. We're crazy about you. We'll probably see you soon. Our supporting audio comes from the people at freesounds.org, and I'm going to go to bed. It's getting very late. I probably have to advise the president in the morning. Oh, I should have said that. Thank you again, and remember, inside every one of us is an adventurer just ready.
ready to pop out. So repress that urge and stick it deep in your heart. Don't let people know what you are, because they're just not ready for